show. Because World War III is a really bad idea.
It is.
Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to hour number two of our show today. We're keeping an eye on the situation over in Mexico. The initial reports out are saying not a lot of damage. The quake epicenter was apparently well away from Acapulco, 200 miles away from Mexico City. There was shaking. People are evacuating buildings, but we're not getting reports of massive damage. So they may have dodged a bullet here, and that's a good thing for them. All righty, let's see. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is taking over the controls on the bridge of the Starship RBN. And we have a caller on the line, Arthur in Georgia. Aloha, Arthur. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Beam me up, Mike. There's no intelligent life down here.
True
enough. Yeah, I know it. I keep praying for E.T. to come snatch me up out of this nightmare.
Why would they bother stopping
show.
Here? You know, it's like, do you stop at every anthill you pass and you drive down the highway? They're not going to stop here. We don't have anything they want.
Yeah, I know. First of all, let me say my prayers and best wishes are going out to the people down there in Mexico. You were talking about gas prices and food costs and stuff like this. I used to drive a truck back in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we were having an issue with our fuel costs? Now, these big trucks, they run on diesel, and diesel at that point was going through the roof. And so we began a boycott within the trucking industry, and we were able to get fuel prices to come down. But now we see with everything that's going on, and I see the Straits of Hormuz issue with Iran and all just acerbating this situation, what I'm wondering is, if you were to make a prediction, you know, we see food costs in our stores going up already, how long do you think we might have before we start seeing serious, because we know that as fuel costs go up, the cost of everything else follows the same path because it costs more fuel to transport, which means now they got to pass that cost on to you, the customer. How long do you think we have until we start to see a major escalation, primarily in our food costs? Because a lot of these other things we can do without, but food is an absolute, you got to have it. I'm saying by the end of this year, we could see possibly things like bread, milk, things that, corn derivative products, you know, nearly doubling. What do you think? And, I'll listen off air.
Okay. Well, I agree with nearly doubling, in fact, tripling. And I think it's going to happen a lot sooner than end of the year because, the issue is complicated by the fact that, fuel prices are going up because the dollar's in decline is really what it comes down to. The dollar is worth less and less. Every time Ben Bernanke turns on that printing press over there at the Federal Reserve, the money you have already worked for, the money that is already in your pocket, the money that is already in your savings account, loses real world purchasing power. And so as the fuel costs go up, the raw materials go up, and the dollar continues to decline, it's this triple whammy that's coming in, and it's going to hit the American people because the American people are going to be made to feel the losses from the mortgage-backed security fraud. The people on Wall Street, they got all their money and their bonuses. They're crying that at $750,000 a year, it's still not enough, and they're just you just don't understand what it's like to have to live on only $750,000 a year. No, I can't imagine what it's like to have to live on $750,000 a year, but from where I sit, it looks pretty attractive. So, we're headed into Weimar Republic-style hyperinflation, and it's going to keep on going until the American people stand up and say, okay, we've reached our breaking point. And I know, going back to the Declaration of Independence, mankind are disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable. But I think we're reaching the breaking point. More about that when we come back from these commercials.
Hi. My name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com. then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm multitasking between doing the radio show and working with our ISP to get all of our services back up and running at whatreallyhappened.com. So we're talking about this situation where the economy is in serious trouble, and it always has been. Because if you really think about it, a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest sooner or later must collapse. It is a pyramid scheme. Because it always generates more debt than money with which to pay that debt, which leads nations into deciding to invade their neighbors to get the money to pay it all off, because they believe that these rules are carved in granite someplace by a deity, and they may not be set aside. But remember, the rules that govern economy are arbitrary. Yes, there's a lot of mathematics involved. But mathematics are used to support religious beliefs. In ancient Greece, there was a group called the Pythagoreans. And they gave us a lot of the fundamentals of geometry that we study in math today. But they viewed it as a religion, that it was going to connect them with the gods. Much as the engineers building the Large Hadron Collider believe that that will connect them with the gods. But it's still religion backed up by mathematics. And it's all on faith and all on belief that this is the way it's supposed to be. And we know throughout history there have been other ways to run economies. There was the one the United States was started with that worked very well for the people. because we fought a revolution to get away from private central banking. And then we had a corrupt government sell us right back into the same system, with the inevitable result that we are on the verge of an economic collapse, not just in the United States, but everywhere that this style of banking has been imposed by force of arms. And I sometimes do admire the patience of the American people as they see their standard of living forced down by the money junkies, as they see the educational standards deteriorate, the roads deteriorate, the hospitals close, as we become more and more third world in order to feed the unending greed of the money junkies, to feed their addiction. We have a situation here, right here locally in Hawaii, where one of our local churches is putting together food bags for school children whose families are on food stamps because the food stamp money runs out before the end of the month. And if we don't give these food bags to these little kids, they don't eat that last week of the month. And that's more money junkie thinking. And I'm wondering, how hungry do people have to get? How homeless do they have to be made before they realize it's not their fault and they didn't do anything to deserve this? And they stand up and they say, it is time to end. It is time to stop this. So, all righty, let's see. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is in the control room twiddling the dials and ready to answer your phone calls. Now, over the weekend, as you know, the Occupy Wall Street movement sort of celebrated the six-month anniversary by reoccupying Zuccotti Park, and the police came down and basically just pounded on them. There was broken ribs in one protester. Apparently, one woman had a medical emergency. They left her on the ground in handcuffs for 17 minutes before the emergency medical personnel could get to her. When somebody's having a seizure or an episode, you take off the handcuffs. What if they're choking? What if they, you know, they need their hands to keep themselves alive? Somebody who's having a medical emergency and you restrain them, that's a form of torture, isn't it? Now, there's another interesting development that has come out of this, because apparently the ability of the arrested protesters to obtain bail was being influenced over whether they would agree to have an iris scan. Apparently, the biometric thing, the revolution is just coming on full tilt bore. And those who refused to have their irises scanned for the permanent record were denied bail or had to pay a higher bail than those who allowed their eyes to be scanned and were just let go. And so it basically seems that already this iris scan biotechnology biometrics is being implemented. Which I would not be that opposed to, except that we know that all of these biometric systems have very high error rates. The identification system has a very high error rate. This is why three-year-old kids in wheelchairs get groped and fondled at the airports, because they thought he was an Al-Qaeda terrorist, because the computer told them. We've had members of the United States Congress denied permission to board an airplane because some computer said, we think that name might belong to somebody who's a terrorist, which is kind of sort of true, but in this context shouldn't have happened. They're putting so much faith in all of these computerized scanner systems to find the evil ones, and they can't all be defeated. You can defeat an iris scan with a patterned contact lens. If they're not paying attention close enough to see that you're wearing contact lenses. In fact, I'll tell you how you could defeat the iris scan. You know, don't get the really obvious colored contacts like they sell at the store for your vanity. All you need is a contact lens that is covering, you know, most of your cornea, and just have a couple of dots on it. Nobody will even see it. They'll look like they're still seeing your own eyes. They'd have to look closely to see that there's some markings on the contact lens itself, but the iris scan will not recognize you. All of these things can be defeated very, very easily, and they're spending huge amounts of money on them. up in Connecticut, they're talking about putting RFID chips now on the license plates so that as you drive around Connecticut, somebody's computer somewhere will know where you are. Oh, my goodness, he went to the dry cleaners this afternoon. He must be a terrorist. Are you sure you have enough money to go to the dry cleaner, citizen? Yeah. Man, Hitler would have loved this place. Just would have loved this place here. All right, let's talk about some science and health news here while we're waiting for phone calls. Over in France, they have put a hold on distribution of the Gardasil vaccine. The government of France is demanding a new scientific investigation because it is unproven whether or not this vaccine actually works at all against the 4 out of 100 known strains of HPV that it's supposed to work against. Because the HPV strains, it's a 30-year incubation period. They can't possibly know if it actually works or not. It's also known that this vaccine includes in its ingredients polysorbate 80, which sterilizes people it's given to. And maybe the French are coming to realize that the purpose of this Gardasil vaccine, besides making the doctors who administer it very rich, because they get half of this, you know, hundreds of dollars of fee that this thing costs. So, yeah, they're there to stick you just as much as they can. Yeah, we got to give you the, it's mandated. Stick it in your daughter. Stick it in your son. Stick it in your dog. To ward off a disease that affects, you know, one in like thousands and thousands of people. And the government of France is saying, wait a minute, we're not sure what this is really all about. And they're demanding an investigation and they're halting distribution of the Gardasil vaccine. We know that we have a government here in the United States of America that actually believes they have a right to conduct medical experiments on the general population. Not just medical experiments, but bioweapons populations. There have been some ugly, ugly incidents. Back in San Francisco, I think this was back in the late 50s or early 60s, if I'm remembering correctly, they tested a biological weapon dispersal system over San Francisco, and they put what they thought was a harmless bacteria in it, just enough to get people sick and go to the doctors so they could look at the doctor's records and say, yes, this got into this or that building, this got into this or that warehouse, it penetrated, you know, the train system, and basically map out the progress. Well, it turned out that this particular germ wasn't as harmless as they thought, and people died. And under United States law, the government can conduct medical experiments on you without your permission and without even telling you. That really got out of control back during the MK Ultra program when they were dosing people with acid, LSD, without telling them. Just to watch their reaction. They went out and they got, they hired a bunch of hookers. Yes, you can be a whore for the U.S. government. They lured people in and they dosed them with, LSD and just watched what happened. There were some suicides because of that. We're going to grab some phone calls here. Jonathan in California. Aloha, Jonathan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, yes, how are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Hello?
Yes, what is on your mind?
Oh, yes. My question is, according to mainstream media, the housing market right now seems to recover a little bit, and the mortgage rate is starting higher. And my question is it time to get into the market? Right now it's time to buy houses if you can afford.
I wouldn't. I don't think we've seen the bottom of the market yet. There is still a huge ghost inventory of foreclosed homes being kept off the market in order to prop up those prices. Because you need to understand that with this belief, this religious belief that real estate was always going to keep on growing is what led Wall Street and the bankers and the mortgage companies into this mortgage-backed fraud. This belief that real estate would always appreciate is why AIG was selling all these credit default swaps without keeping a cash reserve to pay claims. It was a faith, a religious faith, and it has collapsed. All right, we got to take a break here for commercials. Jonathan, stay on the phone. I want to come back to this topic when we come back from these commercials.
Oh, yeah. sure, there are winter specials. And then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8. All specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Sing a song of taxes, working class cancer sore, tea in Boston Harbor, Revolutionary War, of giving to the rich and taking from the poor. Sing a song of taxes, let's even up the score. Sing a song of taxes.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Jonathan in California about the housing market. And as I was mentioning, because real estate was the foundation of most of the consumer economy, the banks that are holding all of those mortgages understand that if housing values are allowed to drop anymore, that more and more people are just going to walk away from their mortgages. And for those banks who are holding real estate on their balance sheets, the balance sheets could very quickly go into the red because of the over-leveraging of the bank. And so they've been holding houses off the market to try and prop up housing values. There was at one point where the U.S. government seriously proposed that foreclosed houses be destroyed so that putting them back out of the market wouldn't lower real estate prices. They wanted to create an artificial shortage to shove housing prices back up. And if you think about it, just give me a minute more and I'll let you talk again. Here's the really sick part of it. The U.S. government and the banks don't want you to have inexpensive housing because they can't make any money off of you. You know, if a home for your family costs you only $5,000 and you could pay it off the way you pay off a car loan, and once you paid it off, you're of no more use to the bankers because you're free and clear of their debt. They need the housing prices to be so expensive that you will spend your entire life in servitude to the money junkies to have a place to live. The government wants your housing prices to be as high as possible because that's how they calculate their property taxes. So it's literally we are under a government and a banking system that need housing to be as expensive as possible. And that's they're trying to keep it as expensive as possible. Will there be another crash? Yeah, very easily could be another crash. I wouldn't buy into the housing market right now. It's just too volatile. The ability to pay for it is very much in doubt. I mean, if you own your own business and you know for sure that you've got a guaranteed income coming in for the next 20 years, yeah, go ahead and buy a house. But for those of us who, you know, our jobs could be gone in 3 months' time, it's not a time to be buying into the housing market at all.
Okay. Then when will be the time to buy? I mean, in the TV, like CNBC or NBC, they say that, you know, Warren Buffett on the TV, they say the housing is in the bottom. If he has money, he'll get in the market. I mean,
well, remember, these TV channels are there to basically sell whatever Wall Street wants you to buy. And CNBC, yeah. I mean, I remember the guy, the really loud guy, you know, was talking about, you know, Lehman Brothers isn't going anywhere, Bear Stearns isn't going anywhere. And then, of course, 2 days later, it absolutely crashed. You know, the people who host these TV shows, they have their money invested in the Wall Street firms. And as a result, they're basically going to be putting out what Wall Street wants you to believe. And Wall Street would love for you to buy back into the real estate market because that will drive housing prices back up. That will enslave you to that debt of the mortgage, which is basically it's a pledge for your life, a pledge until death. That's what the root word for mortgage means. Mort, meaning death, and gage is a promise or pledge. A mortgage is a promise that you will work and turn the work product over to the bankers until basically you die or you reach retirement, which is functionally the same thing.
Yes. So according to your knowledge, when is the time to get in the market?
Okay. I don't actually know. But I'll tell you this, it's not going to be until after all the foreclosed homes are back on the market because that's when the market will really bottom out. But as long as they're playing these games with keeping houses off the market, then it hasn't hit bottom yet.
Okay, okay. How about the governor, they have a rental program. Would that help?
I'm sorry, one more time.
The government right now sold bondage all the rent, the foreclosed home to the investors for rental. Will that be
help? Actually, no. It's basically signaling the end of private home ownership in this country. And we're seeing the forecast that Thomas Jefferson made, which was if we allowed the banks to control the issuance of currency in our cash, we would eventually all be tenants on the nation our forefathers conquered. And that's exactly what's happening. Private home ownership for American citizens is coming to an end. It's all going to be rental properties from now on. And you know what's really sick? They're selling these homes for rental properties to foreign interests. They're literally selling our homes out to other countries to rent back to us.
Okay, so this will be the situation getting worse and worse.
I think the situation's continuing to get worse. Because our government's policies are not geared to helping the American people. They're geared to making the money junkies happier because they write really big checks during the election years.
So my last question is, if I have money right now, where I should put money in? What kind of investment would be the best?
Well, if you're just worried about hedging against inflation, I'd put it into precious metals, silver, gold, platinum, tantalum, things like that. I don't normally like that kind of an investment because basically the money is not producing jobs and it's not producing new wealth by supporting manufacturing. But right now, that's about the only stable investment I'm seeing out there. And I'm nobody's idea of a financial wizard. You look at my bank account and you're going to realize I'm probably the last person you should be taking financial advice from. But if I had investment money, that's what I'd be putting. Other than that, my general suggestion is canned foods and shotguns. You got money, invest in canned foods and shotguns. All right, we're coming here to the end of this segment. Jonathan, we're going to let you go here. We've got other callers waiting on the line. We're going to take a break for some commercials so that we can pay the bills around here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you ever find yourself in this situation? You're in your local health store looking for a remedy, and there are 20 different brands claiming to do the same thing. Well, it's time to stop worrying that it's a hopeless search. Fact is, every day we are exposed to an environmental medium that has become full of toxins. The only thing you can do to defend yourself is to find the solution. At TerraVim, we focus on carrying only the highest quality natural supplements. We understand it's a difficult task to filter through the multitude of options to find your divine source of immortality. Your golden apple. That's why we have made available to you products that are at the top of their game. Natural vitamins and supplements your body understands how to utilize. Visit our website at terravim.com. That's TerraVim.com to find what you've always been looking for, the solution. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Judith, Mike, and Pharaoh, Billy and Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listening to Mike and Billy open your eyes. Judith, Mike, and Pharaoh, Billy and Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we get back to the conversations with the housing market and the other callers here, a couple of stories that are breaking right now. Israel's Hayom newsletter is saying the U.S. will be dragged into a regional war if Israel strikes Iran. Classified Pentagon war simulation concludes that Israeli attack on Iran would result in American intervention and hundreds of U.S. casualties, the New York Times reports. Okay, why? Why is it inevitable that when Israel attacks Iran that the U.S. will get involved and put our children in harm's way? Remember that slogan they used to have about drug abuse? Just say no. Well, fine. Just say no to wars for Israel. There's no reason for us to get involved. Israel wants to start a war, let them, and then let them face the consequences of starting a war. But as long as Israel can start war after war after war and expect the United States to come in and clean up the mess after them, Israel has no reason not to go on starting wars. If Israel wants to attack Iran, let them. And if Israel wants to use some of their nuclear weapons on Iran, let them, and then let Israel face the consequences. All righty. One of the reasons food prices going up, apparently despite the sanctions, Iran is purchasing U.S. wheat. I'm not exactly sure how that's happening. But somebody somewhere got paid off, I'm sure. All righty. Let's see. All right. Going back to the phone, did we still have Jonathan on the line, or are we on to Shams in Seattle? Okay. Shams in Seattle, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I have a question about something about that. Recently, I got into reading articles about the world's population. Mm-hmm. They said something about, like, the world's population right now, it's like 7 billion.
7.5 billion.
7.5 billion, yeah.
Okay, that means there are 3.5 billion women, and I married the best one.
Well, they were saying something about basically within another 30 years to 40 years, that population will triple somewhere between 9 to 10 billion. Mm-hmm. And they're basically saying, like, you know, we need to, the UN basically was saying that basically we have to figure out a way to control the population so the inhabitants of the earth can have, like, enough production, like, such as, like, food, water, you know, land.
And if
we do have, like, overpopulation, then there might be problems such as shortage on land, shortage on water. So, you know, I kind of got paranoid when I seen that kind of news. And then I wasn't so sure if it's just like kind of like a propaganda to control the market, or is it really like actual fact thingy and science behind it? You know.
Well, I think what they're looking at is history, because during the end of the, as you got to the end of the Dark Ages, the world's population, even though it was quite a bit smaller than it was today, it was large enough to overwhelm the available civil technologies of the time. And as a result, life was actually very, very difficult for a lot of people. Then you had the great plagues that basically thinned out the population by half. That triggered the Renaissance. It was this lucky coincidence of, first of all, you had the warming period that made agriculture bloom, and all of a sudden there was enough food for everybody. You had a thinner population, and of course the great plagues resulted in the population saying, well, obviously the church, you know, doesn't have the inside track on what's going on, because God was a real fink bringing the great plagues onto us. And so between that turning away from theocracy and the blossoming of science and art and architecture, plus the warming period, plus the reduced population, it was a golden age. And probably we have a lot of people looking around saying, well, we need that golden age here and now, and the best way to bring it about is to thin out the population. And I will be the first person to admit there is a population problem, and there always will be, because sex is a lot more fun than dying. But the problem I have with the population control enthusiasts is they always want somebody else to die to cure the population problem. They want somebody else to go on, you know, not have children. And I think that's a tremendously arrogant situation where you say, I have decided the world is too crowded, you all have to die over there. And that's just another variation of, you know, we want to live on your land, so we're going to make you all dead.
Yeah,
if you truly believe, If anybody listening to this show truly believes that the world is overpopulated and they feel that they want to do something about it, kindly leap off the nearest tall building and don't hit anybody on the way down.
And then the other thing I kind of wanted to talk about was, like, how they're actually also buying land in some parts of Africa where they basically produce like agriculture, like rice and beans and stuff like that. And one of the parts actually ended up, I think, being somewhere like in Ethiopia, where they purchased the land and they were basically exporting food, when Ethiopia itself, like, you know, has like aid problems where they cannot feed its population. So this,
you know, well, you know, anybody who's got enough money, I mean, they can get the governments to basically export food at a time when their own people need it. We're in a situation here in the United States of America where our government is committed to supplying oil and gas to Israel, even if it causes shortages here. We cause food shortages in this country with this push toward ethanol. And, you know, I mean, politics makes some very, very strange and foolish decisions. One of the biggest ones right now is this idea that all food must be transported across six time zones before it's legal for sale. And we're seeing that here in the United States of America, where small farms and small farmers' markets and organic produce and raw milk are coming under attack by the government because they want you to go to those supermarkets and buy all this chemical-laden crud that they want you to eat because it's high profit, high markup. They get a piece of the action in the taxes. If you are growing and eating your own food, then you are not generating revenue for the government and corporations, and that cannot be allowed to happen. And so they're literally creating this whole situation where we're having to buy our food from several time zones away. We're not allowed to have our own locally produced food. And the fact that it's not actually healthy for us is completely irrelevant. It's all in service to commerce and the money junkies. In fact, I was talking with my wife earlier today. We were talking about some of the abuses of medicine. And I said, you know, there's a realization that scientists can subconsciously bias their results and their work. And tests have shown this repeatedly time and again. This is why medical research normally is supposed to use what's called a double-blind study, where the people doing the research don't know what they're looking for, and the people who analyze the data don't know what they're looking for, in order to make sure that the results are really free from any kind of subjective subconscious bias. But in a society where you don't have those kind of safeguards against subjective bias, we have resulted in a society that wants the people to be sick in order to maximize profits in the medical industry. And so our combined society, medical establishment, corporatocracy wants us to be fed bad food, wants us to be continuously ill and sick in order to make us dependent on and shoveling our money at all of these corporations that are selling us the stuff that makes us sick. And it's a very, very twisted way for society to be functioning right now. And it's another reason why I say we can't have a society where the money junkies are making the decisions. And we need to get back to a mature republic where the government is uninterested in what the money junkies have to offer.
Yeah.
Okay.
One more thing. They're also talking about shortage on water. Like, I really don't understand. Like, don't we human beings have basically like the technology to filter like ocean waters, or do we just need like pure water from the mountains?
We do have the technology. We do have the technology for desalinization. There's reverse osmosis. It's very expensive. It's used on nuclear submarines. There are other cheaper desalinization technologies. I think they've got the price down now to about $15 a gallon, which is kind of a high price compared to pumping it out of the ground. But, you know, we have seen with the oil cartels, it's cheaper to go and make war and steal other people's water, like they just did in Libya, than to actually develop the technology for cheap, large-scale desalinization. Again, if the United States government had not spent $100 trillion to keep the Wall Street crooks out of prison, just imagine what that money could have bought us, invested in new technologies, thorium cycle reactors, large-scale, cheap desalinization. You know, we could have achieved a breakthrough on desalinization by now and produced, drinking water very, very cheaply. In fact, there's a couple of ideas that were being experimented with here in Hawaii that got shut down because there was no funding. Why? Well, because we got to buy bombs this year. Anyway, Shams, I got to let you go. We got two more callers. We're getting to the top of the show, and I'd like to move along here. Ben in New York. Aloha, Ben. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Michael. I really admire your points of view. Michael, I think that humanity's problems are surmounting so much that I don't see how we're going to be able to cope with everything. But anyway, about 5-6 years ago, while at home, I was dwelling on the issue of the housing. I came up with the thought that it was better not to owe but to start renting.
Yes.
You know, instead of owning. But, you know, Michael, you know, I was a lucky guy when I came to New York at the age of 23 years old. I was able to acquire a small six-family multiple dwelling, so I never knew what it was not having to pay rent, really. But now, you know, the situation is like a vicious cycle because, you know, damn if you don't, damn if you do. If you don't have a house, if you go and rent, rents are so expensive. It's either rent, house, you know, or what you, if you're going to eat or your medicine, because we all grew up, you know, of age. I myself, I had to retire on disability at a very young age. I'm up in arms as to what to do. I really, at times, wanted to sell and probably relocate completely out of the States.
Well, a lot of people are doing that right now. And here's, the, I mean, the best, most honest thing I can say right now is you need to evaluate your own situation. There is no one-size-fits-all recommendation of how to deal with the economy, and anybody who says they've got one is basically they're a con artist.
Exactly.
You need to evaluate your own situation. It sounds to me like you're in a, you know, if you own a six family multiple dwelling, that sounds like a really good deal, really a stable situation. I know for a lot of years, I was talking with Claire the other day, that I regretted never being in a position to buy and own my own home, but now where we are, we are so much more fortunate than people that we knew that did buy homes and lost everything, and there's still $250,000 in debt.
Right.
And so, you know, in the world as it was when we were starting out, we didn't do very well, but it was just blind luck that we were never in a situation to get ourselves pledged as slaves to the bankers. And as a result, right now, we're not in the best financial shape. You know, we do have debts, and we do have things we wish we could be doing a little bit better as we get into our older years. But we're a lot better off than a lot of other people that we knew that played the game by the rules and bought a home and paid the mortgages and all the taxes, and now they're just in so much trouble right now.
Yeah,
and they tried to do the right thing, and look at how society just crapped all over them because of it.
But, Michael, I also think one of the reasons also is that a lot of people, you know, they were misled into refinancing all the time, and instead of
making sure
they would pay out their property in a shorter amount of time and save money, they took money out on top of money. So, but the other thing is this, what you just said is, but you know, Michael, here in New York City, especially the house that I have, they're relatively old houses, and that was going to be my second point. You know, the taxes go up every year. My gosh,
yes.
I think the house that I own is probably 90 or close to 100 years old already. You follow me?
I do, and I understand the idea of dealing with an older property that needs a lot of retrofit to be coming up to code. But, you know, there are a lot of those older buildings that fundamentally are structurally much more sound than some of that newer construction. I mean, where we live, this place was built in the 1970s, and its cracks are opening up.
Yeah.
You know, there's all kinds of settling issues, and it's actually in a very, very, very dubious state right now. And some of those older, solid, you know, back when, you know, 100 years ago, they built buildings to last as long as they possibly could. These days, buildings are built with a planned lifespan. It's only going to last 20, 30 years, then we knock it down and build again.
And, you know, Michael, that's why I like listening to you, because you're so well-versed in a lot of issues, and it's nothing but the truth, because at times we had to do some work at home, and, my God, those beams on here, in there, they're in there as if they just were put down a year or two ago. So you're absolutely right.
Oh, they're solid.
And I thank you very much, Michael, for your input, okay?
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call. Yeah, we're, you know, after our Xterra ate its engine on literally the week we made the last payment, we lucked out, and we got this older Honda from a family that was leaving the country. And no rust. It's in gorgeous shape. And this thing is, you know, compared to modern cars, it's considered ancient. And it's in wonderful condition because back then they were building them to last a long time. These days, they're built to dissolve as soon as the financing is over. So, yeah, sometimes those older buildings, you know, you need to have them checked out. But some of those older buildings are structurally much more sound than the newer buildings and the newer construction. All righty, let's see. We've got one more call that we're going to take, and then we're going to wrap up the show. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Hanging in there. Been a rough day this morning.
But you know, the thing is, it's like I was sitting there watching Star Trek, the original series, and I just came to the conclusion, we are now the Klingons.
Okay.
And it,
I have a line there, but I can't say it because I shut down the radio station.
but also, too, it's more like there was another series, too. It was called Mirror, Mirror, where they, it's more like during an electric storm, they get reverse and parallel universe, and Captain, the civilized Captain Kirk sees Mr. Spock.
Oh, that was where Spock had the beard.
Yeah.
Spock had the beard, yes.
I mean, I learned more watching Star Trek about the New World Order than I do from Fox News, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, that was why Star Trek back then was so popular, and I know a lot of the younger people, they watch the new Star Trek with all its production values, and they look at the original Star Trek from the 60s, and they say, what was the big deal back then? Why was it so popular? Well, because back then, Gene Roddenberry put out scripts that challenged social norms. TV's first interracial kiss was on Star Trek, the original series. Roddenberry almost lost the show because he refused to have everybody on the bridge of the Enterprise puffing away on cigarettes. We got to take a break for commercials. George, stick with me. We're going to finish out the show on this topic.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Really Happened Radio Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with George in Texas about the old original Star Trek back in the 1960s. And if you look at it today, it seems almost laughable in its production values. And in point of fact, the show's popularity had nothing to do with the sets and the costume and the visual effects of the day. It had to do with the fact that the stories were metaphors for what was going on in the United States at the time. And it got into topics about racism and sexism. And it got into just a lot of this very challenging stuff. And Gene Roddenberry's vision for Star Trek was Wagon Train to the Stars, because that earlier show, Wagon Train, even though it was set in the Old West, was telling stories about contemporary life. And because it was in this remote location in this remote time, it was politically safe to do so. And the reason Star Trek was so popular was it challenged the viewers to think about, yeah, they're really talking about our current life, and is this the way we want our society to be going? And the answer very often was no. And Star Trek got very high Nielsen ratings but very low Burke scores. And the Burke scores are a rating of how much people remember the TV commercials that are on a particular TV show. Because after all, that's the whole point. That's what television sells, is the audience to advertisers. And a TV show that's very popular and is so engages the audience that they talk through the commercials is an advertising disaster. And so they tried to cancel it after 1 year. There was a huge letter-writing campaign that brought back Star Trek for an additional 2 years, but NBC put it on Friday night for the third year, which was go out to the football games night, and basically destroyed it at that point. And all of the new Star Treks, they have all the name and the glitz and the appearance and all the buzz that goes with the word, but they don't challenge social norms the way the original did, and that was the reason it was so popular back then.
Yeah, even like when they had Khan, where they had Ricardo Montalban playing this elitist that sort of like had escaped from Earth because we were all about to get busted and, you know, incarcerated. And, you know, you look at that and you look at their, you know, the mindset of the elites and how they were. And it's like Gene Roddenberry, I mean, you look at the content of the script and you realize how relevant it is today. And, you know, we start to realize we're the Klingons, we are the Romulans, and, the other people, and the other side is the good guys.
It's well, that may be a drastic oversimplification, rather. I can't even talk today, I'm so tired. It's a drastic oversimplification. There are reasons to say we're actually heading the way of the Borg, which is one of the social constructs of the new series that I think really is germane to our present life. But however you want to couch it, the bottom line here is that America is not the good guy in the current conflict. We are the aggressors, we are the invaders, we are the conquerors, we are the coup plotters, the overthrowers, and it's not a very comfortable label for a lot of people to be wearing right now, and I think people are very, very unhappy about that. George, we're basically at the end of our show time, so I'm going to say goodbye to you because I think we've only got about a minute left before the music starts and I have to basically wrap up the show. As a matter of fact, there it is right then. So thanks to Mike in the control room for keeping us out of trouble. And we're going to head on out of here. We'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Hopefully our server problems have gone away. Thanks to everybody who expressed their concern about it. So until tomorrow, support alternative media, support Republic Broadcasting, support Ron Paul and Occupy. Thanks a lot for being with us today and putting up with a slightly less than professional show on the part of your host. And aloha, America.